Hey everybody, welcome to the Quitting Weed Podcast. Day 14. It's been 2 weeks. Well, it'll be officially 2 weeks after today, which is Friday, totally passes. This is Friday morning, and I'm on the West Coast, so it's early in the morning. West Coast in the United States, so yes, I'm revealing a little bit more about myself. I live in California. So I'm feeling good. I'm really, really happy. It's been 2 weeks or close to 2 weeks of not smoking weed. I still like weed, but I don't know if I want to smoke it anymore. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But I think the only thing that might tempt me is to smoke when I'm with friends, which is more rare when you get older. I have one cousin and one friend. That they both smoke, and when I hang out with them, which is rare, I don't hang out with them too much, but I do want to hang out with them more, because I do want to hang out with more of my friends. It's good to have that balance. I have a family, which I mentioned in the last pod, and I think it's important to not only hang out with your family, but also hang out with your friends. It keeps a little diversity, and for the people who are out there, their parents or still living with their families, you love them, but things, you know, it's your family, so sometimes things get heated and there's drama, and there tends to be less of that with friends, or at least with my friends. So the friends are kind of an escape, and I truly, truly believe that when it comes to happiness, or if you just have anger, just being able to talk to a friend, like all of that stuff just really, really helps. And it just makes you feel better. So, and most of my friends don't smoke, but I do have my cousin and my other friend, they do smoke. And I enjoy hanging out with them. So like, I want to hang out with them. And if I hang out with them, they're like, oh, let's have a smoke. So I'm going to hold firm and still want to hang out with them, but not smoke. At least not during, like, while I have the streak going. You know, I want to have this streak, like, the original thing was to have the streak for 75 days, but I'm actually thinking maybe of just not smoking ever, and then having the occasional smoke maybe, but then I worry if I have the occasional smoke, that kind of puts me back into wanting to smoke more, and then I get in this bad spiral where I'm just, all right, well, if I'm going to smoke, might as well just smoke all the time. And that's not good. So I plan to do a drug test today. I wanted to do it before the pod, but I felt like, you know, I got a pretty busy day, might as well start recording this pod, get this out there, and then later today I'll do the drug test. So I'll report my results next Monday. I'm going to feel optimistic. I'm going to feel like I'm going to be clean, even though from stuff I've read, from what my cousin told me, things I've seen on Twitter, if you're a heavy smoker, it could take a month. And for me, it's only been 2 weeks. But I'm optimistic. I've been exercising, losing a little bit of weight, drinking a lot of water. I haven't been drinking the cranberry juice or the pickle juice. So if I test positive today, if I still have it in my system, I think I'm going to go buy some pickles and drink the juice. So some things I've noticed about not smoking weed. Well, the obvious, I feel good. More energy. I'm exercising more. I'm less lazy. I'm enjoying, I like reading. You know, before when I used to smoke, I would just daydream. And I still like to daydream, but I daydream a little bit less. However, the one kind of actually there's two bad things. One of the bad things I have is that I have been on my phone a little bit more. Where before, you know, instead of being on my phone, I'd be smoking. So I got to get off my phone. You know, for people that have done podcasts out there, and when you first start doing podcasts, I think this happens to everybody, but you just get obsessed with the stats. Now, this pod is got a handful of listeners, and I'm grateful for all the listeners out there, and especially for even the new ones, and for the ones that have that are subscribed to this, and they are consistent listeners. I thank you. But when you start a pod or even a YouTube or anything, you get obsessed with the stats. So you start just checking your stats like every 5 minutes. And I got to get off of that. And I think over time, I'll stop looking at my stats and just occasionally maybe look in. And maybe I can do something where like I only look once a day or maybe once a week. So we'll see. I don't think that's avoided. And there's something to say, like, you know, it's just like, oh, I want people to listen. And I think everybody wants to kind of be semi-famous. And with the internet and social media, you can do that now. Where before, you know, there was a huge barrier of entry. Now you can start a pod, start a YouTube channel. And we live in a global world. So, you know, people all over the world will discover you. Where before, it was like the only people that would discover you, maybe your local people. So that's cool. And we live in a world of niche. You know, when you get global, there's billions of people out there and lots of people have lots of different interests. And so where before, if you had a niche and it was local, there might be a handful of people in town that might be interested in the same thing as you are. But with social media and internet and being able to plug into the world globally, instantly, those handful of people now become thousands and thousands of people. And you're like, wow, there's a lot of people that like the same thing as I do. So for the people that are listening, I definitely recommend that you guys should start a podcast, especially if you're like a little bit shy, you don't want to show your video of your face, or you want to keep an anonymous podcast or be anonymous, but have something where you create content. Blah, 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 early in the morning. I should drink some more water. But if you want to create content and you want to put it out there, but you want to be anonymous, podcasting is the way to do. And I might have a pod on to show you the steps on how to do a anonymous podcast. But one really the main thing you want to do is get an anonymous email, and you can use Gmail or ProtonMail or whatever email provider you do, and don't put your name on it, because I think with most podcasting RSS feeds, and when you sign up when you create a pod, you have to give an email. So give an anonymous email. Get a second email or a third email or however many emails you have, get an email that doesn't have your name in it. So when people download the pod or like look into the details of the pod, your email doesn't show up. Just you're anonymous. So that way you can stay anonymous. Oh, and the other thing is, if you're trying to quit weed, one of the things that I found that helps is having accountability. Now, if you smoke alone, or you know, you don't feel comfortable having an accountability partner, then start a pod. And I have no offense, if you want to start a quitting weed pod and compete with mine, you should. And if yours is more popular than mine, that's awesome. That's totally awesome. Because having this pod really, really does help me want to not smoke, because I want to keep the streak. And I want to be inspirational to you guys. I want to help some people that want to quit weed. So in a way, it's like, I got to keep clean if I want to help others to keep clean. And so yeah, that's kind of my advice. If you want to quit weed, start a pod and talk about your success and the number of days in a row that you have of not smoking weed. I really, really recommend it. So, well, that's all I have today. I'm going to keep this under 10 minutes. And I will see you guys next week. I will have the results of my drug test. So I'll definitely do that. And that's it. So thanks, everybody.